لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Reformation. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, There will be no shade on the Day of Judgment except for the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. Three persons, meaning three types of people, will remain beneath the shade of the Divine Throne. It was humbly asked, O the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are those people? The Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, The one who relieves the distress of my ummah. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah. And number three, the one who recites salat upon me abundantly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, with this hadith paak, with this blessed saying of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we understand that the one who recites durood in this dunya abundantly, he will get the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time where there is no shade. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read durood in abundance. Ameen, bijahin nabiyyin ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Before proceeding any further, I hope that you've already made some good intentions. Let's add some additional good intentions, as our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a mu'min is better than his action. Let's make some good intention that I will listen to the bayan attentively, and whenever I will hear sallu ala al-habib, uskurullah, tubu ilallah, I will reply with the intention of gaining thawab, inshallah azza wa jal. It has been narrated by Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he had his back bent in the youth. People tried to find the cause of his bent back many times, but they never got any reply from him. One of his students had been looking for an opportunity to ask him the same question. And one day, he got an opportunity to ask Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi about his bent back. At first, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, meaning Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, did not give any reply. But when he continuously insisted, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, When one of my teacher, who was one of the greatest Islamic scholars and from whom I have gained the knowledge of deen, was about to depart this life, he said to me, O Sufyan, do you know what has happened to me? I have persuaded people to obey the merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep them away from sins for 50 years. But regretfully, today I'm about to die. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drives me out of his court by saying, you're not eligible to come to my court. Having heard these words from my teacher, my back got broken out of fear. The noise of its cracking was also heard by the people who were present there. I kept weeping out of fear of my merciful Rabb. Even blood started to appear in my urine and I fell ill. When I fell ill seriously, I went to a non-Muslim Hakim. At first, he did not diagnose my illness. Then he carefully examined my face and checked my pulse and said, after thinking for a while, Currently, in this time, I think there will be no young man like him amongst Muslims whose liver has been ruptured out of divine fear. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from this parable, it has become obvious that the hearts of the pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are always filled with the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Their acts of standing, sitting, walking, in short, every day and night were spent in pondering over the hereafter, because they would give no importance to the world at all in comparison to the hereafter. Their hearts were filled so much with divine love that they only want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts are filled with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that the horrible scenes of the Day of Judgment remain in front of their sight every time. But alas, today due to curse of sins, we do not have divine fear in our hearts. It means that we have decided, or rather sworn an oath, that we will not come to the right path. We remain inflexible no matter how many ayahs about torment, blessed ahadith about warnings for sins, and parables of terrible ends of sinners we are told. We listen inattentively, looking here and there. Perhaps it is due to the sins that our heart have become so much rusty that no advice has effect on us. Remember, if we fearlessly spend our lives committing sins in the same way, ma'adallah, we might be raised with sinners on the Day of Judgment who are spending their lives disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and keeping away from the righteous deeds. Such people will be deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment due to sins. Their face will grow dark. These people will keep on running here and there on the Day of Judgment, but no one will help them or support them. This state has been mentioned in ayah 33 to 37 of Surah Abbas, chapter 30. It is stated in glorious Quran, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Then when the deafening shout will arrive on that day, man will flee from his own brother and from his mother and father and from his wife and sons. On that day, each one has just one concern which is sufficient for him. The criminals will be dragged to hell. It is stated in ayah 86 of Surah Maryam, part 16, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ وِرْضًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and will drive the criminals towards hell thirsty. Painful torments will be inflicted upon such sinners in Jahannam. It is stated in ayah 27 of Surah Yunus, chapter 11, وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ جَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ بِمِثْلِهَا سَيِّئَةٍ بِمِثْلِهَا وَتَرْحَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and for those who earned evils, the recompense of evil is its equivalence. And humiliation will cover them. They will have no one to save them from Allah, as if their faces are covered with segments of dark night, covered in darkness. It is they who are the people of fire. They will remain in it forever. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from these blessed ayahs, it becomes very clear that on the Day of Judgment, those who have committed sins, they will get no help from their mother, father, children, brother, or even best friends. Such unfortunate people will be dragged into Jahannam. If they lose their iman, Jahannam will be made the abode of such sinners forever. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, wake up. Wake up to the fact and have fear after listening to the state of the sinners, and spend your life performing good deeds after repenting from your sins. Alas, in our society, people commit sins secretly during day and night due to the fear of their friends and family members by thinking that they might not know about their sins, but they do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is fully aware of our conditions at all times, even in the darkness of the night. Furthermore, while committing sins, we do not have the fear that we have to read our book of deeds, which will be full of sins, in front of all the people on the Day of Judgment. There will be people who respect us and gave us importance in this world. We have to read our book of deeds in front of them. If we only have divine fear now, in order to stay safe from the disgrace and shame of that time, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with success in protecting ourselves from sins. May we become the ones who spend every moment performing virtuous deeds. May we become the ones who always remember the frightful Day of Judgment. If we are blessed with this divine fear, inshallah azza wa jal, by virtue of its blessing, we will develop the mindset to protect ourselves from sins. Our pious predecessors would spend their days and nights performing good deeds. Every part of their body used to be filled with fear and devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal. Even then, they would not consider their deeds to be sufficient and would weep bitterly out of divine fear. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh saw Sayyidina Sa'adun rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh at Maqam Jibana and asked him about this condition. He replied, O Malik, What will be the condition of the person whose morning and evening get spent in such a long journey in which there are no provisions, and he will be summoned to appear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who does justice to his bondsmen. Having said this, he started crying loudly. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala said, I asked him about the reason for his weeping, for his crying. He replied, I'm neither weeping for the greed of the world, nor due to the fear of death and trouble, but rather I'm weeping for the day on which I could not perform any good deeds. I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, lack of virtuous deeds, difficulty in achieving salvation, and tough stages of the hereafter have made me weep. I do not know whether I will go to Jannat or Jahannam. After hearing this conversation full of wisdom, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala said, people consider you a mad person. So he replied, you have also fallen prey to deception like worldly people. I possess no attributes of paradise dwellers, but the devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal has penetrated into my heart, veins, flesh, blood and bones. I am lost in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it has become obvious that our pious predecessors would weep abundantly, would cry abundantly out of divine fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite performing good deeds at all time, they would not consider their deeds to be sufficient. But alas, on the contrary, when we look at ourselves, first, we do not perform any good deeds, and secondly, if we were to perform any good deeds, we try our best to show them to people so that they can admire us. Remember, the act which is done due to showing off will not be accepted at all. Hence, we should concentrate on our intentions thoroughly before every virtuous deed so that we may know whether we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or getting wealth or any worldly benefit. Unfortunately, nowadays, there's no sincerity in the acts of worship. We offer salah so that people can call us salah offering, people can call us namazi. We give sadaqah and charity so that people can call us generous, people can call us sakhi. We desire to be called haji sahab after performing hajj and umrah. We fight over petty issues at home but remain well behaved when outside meeting with people so that we are considered as well mannered amongst people. Remember, ma'adullah, if the righteous deeds we have been considering the provisions for the hereafter and a source of salvation throughout our life are destroyed due to show off or destroyed due to riyakari, we will be left with nothing but longing and disgrace on the day of judgment. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the fragrance of paradise can be smelt from a distance of 500 years, but the one who seeks dunya with the deeds for the hereafter, he will not be able to have it. In another hadith, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace the one who performs deeds for fame. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will torment the one who performs deeds for showing off. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard that a person who shows off his good deeds will not even get the fragrance of paradise. Such a bad practicing person will be insulted and disgraced on the day of judgment and will suffer great torment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, one can get fame and benefit from showing off in this world, but there will be no reward for such deeds in the hereafter. Thus, expel the desire to hear people praising you from your heart. Keep in mind at all time the horrors of grave and the hereafter and severe punishments of hell. Perform deeds only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make the life history of our pious predecessors as a source of guidance in every walk of our lives. By virtue of its blessing, we will attain divine fear, inshallah azza wa jal. Stating the righteous deed of the muqarrab people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pious person said, those people, despite performing virtuous deeds abundantly, will remain terrified by his hidden plan, but you're fearless despite committing abundant sins. Those people would weep despite performing virtuous deed, but you laugh even despite being idle. Those people would worship the whole night despite being ill, and you keep sleeping despite being healthy. They would follow the right path, but you are running on the path leading to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a four-year-old real Madani child, real Madani Munna, who was a descendant of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was crying in a marketplace. A person who was very enthusiastic about serving the descendants of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, "O beloved son, what's the matter? If you need anything, order me. I will bring it to you right now." Hearing this, the sound of Madani child when he was crying even grew louder. He then said, "O uncle, my heart is sinking out of the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal and fear the torment of hell." The person said affectionately, "Beloved son, you're very young. What is the cause of having so much fear at this age? Do not get worried. Children will not be punished. Children will not be tormented." Listening to this, this Madani child, the real Madani child, became even more fearful and said tearfully, "O uncle, I have seen that small pieces of wood are put around the large pieces of wood in order to burn them, because small pieces of wood will catch fire quickly, causing also the large pieces to burn. I fear being thrown into fire in a place of small wood pieces to burn big non-Muslims like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab in Jahannam." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, tremble with divine fear. The small child was weeping out of fear of Jahannam. On the other hand, some of us do not refrain from sins even at our old age, let alone youth and childhood. We don't feel afraid even after listening to the warnings of divine torment. If a Sunnah practicing Islamic Muslim advises us, we do not give importance to their advice at all. Some are so outspoken that they make him quite bravely by saying, "Oh Maulana Sahib, we do not advise us. We have to go in our own grave and you in your own. We will face whatever will happen. Al Aman Al Hafiz." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just think how falsely we are consoling ourselves by saying we will see whatever will happen to us. If snakes and scorpions will enter our graves due to our evils, what are we going to do? If the fire is lit due to our bad deeds in our graves, what are we going to see? If the wealth of Iman is taken away at the time of death, then what are we going to see? If molten lead is put into our eyes, if molten lead is put into the ears due to the curse of songs and music, what are we going to see? If thin, smooth stick of fire is applied into our eyes, what are we going to see? Today, if a thorn gets inserted in our foot, a knife cuts our hand, we hit our leg on something, we start screaming due to pain, what are we going to do? Who are we going to call out when we are getting, ma'adallah, may Allah, let's hope it never happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us without accountability. But what are we going to do if we're going to be punished in Jahannam? Hence, expel the false thought of we will see whatever will happen from your heart and mind, and wake up to the fact. Develop divine fear in your heart. Those who have divine fear are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Those who have divine fear stay safe from sins. Those who have divine fear live a prosperous life. Those who have divine fear are loved by the creation of Allah. Let's listen to the three sayings of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about the virtues of divine fear. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, "Allah loves his bondman who is pious and Allah fearing, carefree of people, and does not desire people to be around him, but rather lives in seclusion." The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, 'Take him out of the fire who had ever remembered me or had my fear at any place.'" The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Everything fears the one who fears Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal makes the one frightened of everything who fears someone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have fear of His displeasure, have fear of the accountability and the torment of Jahannam. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Beniyaz, Allahu Samad. Turn to righteous deeds. It is very necessary to have the company of righteous people in order to be steadfast in repentance and make mind to perform virtuous deeds, because having the company of righteous deeds brings about great blessings. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. The Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami is a source of attaining good company. Get yourself associated with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami and participate in the 12 religious work that happens throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is very, 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 very important. once you are in the company of Dawat Islami, once you are in the company of those who are associated with Dawat Islami, inshallah, azawajal, being in their company, you will develop the mindset, you will develop the divine fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Suruqul Ju Tabai rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, who would offer salah so long that his feet would start swelling. Seeing this state, his family members would feel pity on him and they would start crying. One day, his mother said, "Oh my son, why do you not take care of your weak body? Why do you force it to do so much labor? Don't you feel any pity on your body? Take rest for some time. Has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the fire of hell only for you? That is, no one will go there except you." In reply to his mother, he humbly said, "Dear mother, a man should worship in every state, because there will be only two things on the day of judgment. Either I will be forgiven or held accountable. If I am forgiven, it will be only the blessing and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. If I am accountable, it will be His justice. Hence now, I will not take rest and will continue to try my best to kill my nafs." When the time of death approached, he started wailing. People asked him, "Have you not spent the whole life in worship and spiritual exercises? Now why are you weeping?" He then replied, "Who should weep more than me? Because the door which I have been knocking for 70 years will be opened today, but I do not know whether the door of paradise or hell will be opened. Would that my mother had not given birth to me, and I would have not seen this hardship." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you noticed how great the lifestyle of our pious predecessor was? Despite offering long salahs, they used to be very sacred due to divine fear and fear of Jahannam. On the other hand, if we analyze our character, we will feel ashamed because we do not have these good deeds. We do not take interest in salah, recitation of Holy Quran, masajid, etc. And nor do we act upon sunnahs. We had a deep yearning to reform others, but we do not care for our own reformation. We do not give up the habits of committing sins and talk uselessly and the company of bad friends. We do not get ready to repent of our sins, and nor do we get frightened of agonies of death, torments of the grave, judgment day and Jahannam. In short, our condition is getting bad to worse day by day by day, and we're committing sins abundantly. If only we can get rid of the diseases of sins, if only we become those who spend every moment performing good deeds, performing virtuous deeds, if only the tears keep on strolling from our eyes due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sacred beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, if only we get blessed with the fear of hell as our pious predecessors did. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no limit. If a person truly repents and sincerely repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become obedient to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins and makes him a beloved bondman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the wrongdoings of those who repent. He blesses the one who repents with his closeness. He grants jannat to the one who repents. He grants freedom from hell to the one who repents. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that if you commit so many sins that reach the sky and then you repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your repentance. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, upon the repentance of his bondman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased more than the person whose camel is found again after being lost in the jungle. Surely, repentance is something which if a person makes from the bottom of his heart, he becomes beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased by his repentance of his bondsman and accepts the repentance of his sinful bondman. There was a man in Bani Israel who worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal for 20 years and then disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 20 years. He then saw in a mirror and found that some of his beard hair had turned white. He became sad and started saying, "Oh my Lord, I worshipped you for 20 years and disobeyed you for 20 years. Will my repentance be accepted if I come to you?" He heard the voice, "You loved me, I loved you. Then you left me and I left you too. You disobeyed me and I gave you time. And if you come to me after repenting of your sins, I will accept your repentance." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have become so engrossed in this dunya that sins have now become a daily part of our life. And because of these sins, our heart is getting covered with rust. And if we keep following our nafs, if we keep falling prey to shaitan, and if we don't repent, this rustness will still be there. And we will end up losing the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need to do now in order to reform ourselves, the first and foremost step should be to seek repentance in the court of Allah azza wa jal. And repentance in such a way that we're not going to look back to the sins anymore. We will remember them to keep seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we will not do is we will not turn to those sins again. We will change our lifestyle. We will reform ourselves. We will have the divine fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. My dear viewers of Madani channel, today we learned that righteous bondman, the righteous banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trembles with divine fear. Those who have divine fear are beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything feels frightened of the person who has divine fear. And now if you have committed sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that He forgives all our sins. Only thing we need to do is repent sincerely in His court. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to repent sincerely in His court. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyin Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart, take my hand.